Very good performance, obviously, against the league leaders going into tonight's game. So, very good squad and very good group of players that they got. So, it was important that we came out and were bright and started the game well, which that's what we didn't do on Saturday. But we did tonight, and we matched them. They had a bit of possession, but they never really hurt us. And funny enough, I think we had the best opportunities perhaps to win the game in the end. But, you know, the boys worked hard, rolled their sleeves up and had a go. And I said all along, they're a really hard-working bunch of players. And, you know, they deserved their point tonight.
Attacking-wise, you looked a lot more threatening tonight. I think Parker was instrumental in that, bringing him back.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, it's no coincidence that, you know, he's our second top scorer behind Tom. And when you think, you know, the last three or four games we've been without the two of them, you know, one for injury and the other for perhaps lack of form. So, you know, I don't want to leave any of my top scorers out, but sometimes you've got to do it for them to have to come back and be hungry again. And I think Tom showed that on Saturday when he came on. So, you know, I do it for a reason, and I speak to the players and tell them why I do it, and they understand and they listen, and that's all I can ask for, you know. And but he'll be fine. Tom and Connor, I thought, worked hard again tonight, and lucky a couple of times with a couple of good efforts. So it's you know, we've got some decent forwards here. It's just hopefully that they all get fit and can give me a bit of a headache.
Not necessarily just on this game, but the last few games, you obviously haven't scored too many goals, obviously, not that many chances. But you think they will come once you've managed to get all your strikers available?
Maybe. Like, you know, we went through a period in December and January where we couldn't stop scoring. And it happens. Again, you know, football is not predictable, is it? Anything can happen in the game, and usually does. You know, there's not many teams would have given us any hope tonight. So we've gone out there and just played like we have been doing for most of the season, against the league leaders, and give them a game. And that will be, you know, that's just as rewarding as winning the game, to be honest. You know, you're playing against, you know, the people who will be playing in the Championship next year. So it's credit to the boys, and it just shows what a good group we have got.
I think since you've been taken over, since you took over, your teams have always sort of been known to have a go at teams. Mm. A bit more like your sort of team tonight, really having a go at one of the top teams.
Well, we do, but the thing is, you can't really, you've got to give a little bit of respect to these top teams, because if you really have a go, then you leave yourself open to, you know, the quality that they've got. Mm. So our game plan was to let them have the ball in their own half, and try then to press from in the midfield area, try and nick it and get them on a counter-attack. And that's what we did. And that's where, you know, the chances came, and perhaps, you know, Josh's at the end would have been a fantastic way to finish off the game, you know, with what we've been working on Monday, to try and play that way. So, yeah, I'm pleased from a coach and a manager's point of view that, you know, your plan that you put in and work out, it sort of comes off. But it was just, you know, a little bit disappointing that perhaps we didn't get the all-important goal.